You're listening to the FQXI podcast. So we sent reporter Sophie Hebden to Oxford to find out more about the art of quantum physics and the quantum physics of language.
When is quantum mechanics, the theory that describes the subatomic realm, like cooking? According to Bob Cook, it's all in the language you use to describe it. More specifically, it's about how you describe processes. Cook has developed a novel graphical language to simplify the mathematics of quantum theory, representing how a quantum system interacts and changes in time as a series of boxes with connecting wires. His graphical language could also be used to represent a recipe. I met him at his research group, based at Oxford University Computer Science Department, to get his take on it.
Yeah, it's more than a language, it's a calculus. So it allows you to compute things. It's not just a different way of writing things down, but there are computational mechanisms. So how do you work in this language? Usually when you do maths, you write everything on a line. So now you're writing things in two dimensions. And it's a much more natural way to write things.
Cook's graphical language is based on a branch of mathematics called category theory, which allows you to keep track of how collections of objects map from one set of objects to another using arrows. By describing processes using diagrams, the laws that govern their ordering, their causal structure, are implicit. This makes the mathematics much easier.
As an example, take cooking. You start with a bunch of ingredients, potatoes, carrots, meat, whatever. Then you do stuff to them. You mix them, or you boil them, and you fry them, and ultimately you end up with a dish. So such a diagram would then be a representation of a recipe. What is the stuff you do in what order to actually get to your dish?
So that's, you could draw your carrots being chopped at the same time as your potato being mashed.
Indeed. And then you got physical laws. For example, it doesn't really matter whether you first chop your carrots or your potatoes, or first your potatoes and then your carrots. These are sort of laws which govern this diagrammatic reasoning. And if you think of boxes with an input wire and output wire, this actually means you can just slide them side by side. It doesn't really matter. That's like first chopping the carrots or first chopping the tomatoes or a potato or whatever. And it's these sort of laws which are fairly hard to express symbolically, which like become really huge and big expressions, and diagrammatically they're completely trivial. They're just in the topology of the diagram. So computing is just changing, keeping the topology of the diagram, but just reorganizing things a bit. That's a computation. It's very intuitive.
He has used it to represent some of the spooky things that can go on in the quantum world, such as quantum teleportation and entanglement, in a clear and simple way. But while there may not be a market for rewriting Gordon Ramsay's latest book using flow diagrams, there is considerable interest in finding a mathematical framework for quantum theory that could incorporate gravity. Cook has been working with theorists who are developing workable alternatives to quantum theory, called toy theories, to create a landscape of theories within his framework and to compare them to quantum theory. This gives you a richer context in which to understand what's so special about quantum theory. Ultimately, they aim to include gravity in the quantum landscape.
I think the work towards quantum gravity is partly done by people working on specific models on quantum gravity, but then also by a bunch of people who start actually with very basic, simple structures and not be too ambitious, not saying this is the full-blown theory of quantum gravity, but how can we slowly and in a very conceptually satisfactory manner at least go beyond quantum theory to theories which possibly could include quantum gravity without saying, now this is the theory.
Cook's emphasis on considering how quantum systems interact directly applies to quantum computing. By creating a framework for putting together quantum processes, you are essentially modelling a quantum computer. But it's the foundational aspects that Cook is most proud of. He is excited by how his graphical language can be applied to completely different interacting systems, such as biological processes and even linguistics. Working with linguists and physicists from both Oxford and Cambridge universities, he is developing a model to tackle the most difficult aspect of language processing, the importance of the ordering of words in sentences to make meaning. The subtleties of word ordering are very difficult to model. At the moment, Google takes no notice of the order of words on a web page, for instance.
Take certain concrete tasks in natural language processing and they sort of blow away all the existing methods with this. Just the way words sort of interact to make up a sentence turned out to be described by language is very similar to what we use in quantum physics. And this is kind of a surprising connection. And in a sort of broader picture, this tells you that there is a certain logic, which is not really considered as logic in the sense of yes, no, and blah, 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 and propositional logic, which seems to govern many, many theories of reality.
Cook and his team are working on their powerful categorical model to incorporate ambiguous words, which may have many meanings, and compound words, when two words are joined together, such as beach ball. He's also applying his graphical approach to Bayesian influence, which is an approach used in risk assessment, for example, to infer probabilities of things happening from current knowledge.
What I think enables this sort of really just taking a piece of mathematics from quantum physics and applying to other domains is the fact that while it's diagrammatic, implicitly it sort of captures quantitative context, not just qualitative context. Usually in logic, people think very qualitatively. A fact implies another fact, and that things are true or false. And this sort of logic we use doesn't have this connotation anymore. It's about things which flow in wires, information which flows in wires. And this can have a lot of content. Like, for example, the meaning of a word can flow in a wire. The state of a physical system flows in a wire. Of course, state of a physical system is not about true or false. It's a complicated object which carries a lot of information.
Thanks to Bob Cooker and Sophie Hebden for a glimpse into how reframing the mathematics of quantum theory can have applications in all sorts of unexpected areas. Unfortunately, we couldn't actually show you any of Bob Cooker's pictures in that report, this being an audio podcast. But if you visit the podcast page, www.fqxi.org/community/podcast, you'll find a link to an article by Sophie that includes some of Cooker's images and a video in which he describes his framework more fully.